So I'm sure you have heard of other online entrepreneurs talking about masterminds. And maybe you're like, what? Is this some secret club I'm not a part of? It can be confusing to understand what a mastermind really is, where to find one, and what's actually involved. Maybe you're thinking you should create a peer-to-peer mastermind or find a paid one, but what's the difference and are they really worth it? I'm tackling all of those questions and more in today's episode of the Passive Project Podcast. Tune in to find out what a mastermind actually is, the 7 reasons why you might want to join one, key differences between peer-to-peer and paid masterminds, and what questions you need to ask before signing up for a mastermind. That's all coming up, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Passive Project Podcast, where we talk about how to build your online business to make more income, more impact, and give you more freedom in your life. I'm Gemma Bonham Carter, business strategist, mom of 2, lover of passive income, automation, and coffee. Welcome to the podcast. What's up? Welcome to this episode of the podcast. I am so excited to dive into this topic today. We're going to be talking about masterminds, what the heck they are, why you should care, whether you're ready for one, and what you should look for in a mastermind. Those were all the questions that I had for a long time. I would hear people talking about masterminds, didn't really understand what they were all about. And so that's kind of what I want to tackle in today's episode. And I have an exciting announcement that'll come a little later. So let's just dive right on into it. So what even is a mastermind? Basically, the term was coined by Napoleon Hill. And Napoleon Hill wrote a book, if you're not familiar with his name, he's the author of Think and Grow Rich. And this is a book that's been around for a long, long time. He wrote it many, many decades ago. You can snag a copy on Amazon and have a read through it. It's a pretty like thorough read. It took me quite a while to kind of get through it. He's got a lot of really good concepts in there. It's kind of, you know, you can tell it was written a long time ago, just in some of the language and some of the ways he presents his ideas. But it's a really good book, has a lot of really interesting things in it. And one of the things that he talks about is this idea of a mastermind group. And the idea behind the mastermind group is that it's designed to help you navigate through, you know, challenges and struggles using the collective intelligence of others in the group. So it's kind of this idea of like, you know, more heads together is better than one kind of thing, right? Like the more, you know, thoughtful discussions you can have from multiple people around a certain problem or struggle, the better solution you're going to come up with as a group. So that's the idea behind the mastermind concept. And so generally speaking, it's a small group of people who are able to sort of meet regularly and tackle challenges and problems together and really use that collective wisdom of the group and, you know, to lean on each other, to get that outsider perspective, to get another lens on whatever problems they're tackling. And the reason why this is so prevalent in the sort of online business space is because as business owners, it's very useful to have a small group like this where you can think through some of the struggles and problems you're having in growing your business and have that outsider perspective in order to see growth and get to the next level and have that clarity, right? So this is where masterminds, in particular for business owners, gets really advantageous. So why is it that you might want to think about joining a mastermind? Well, one of the first things that they provide is accountability. So instead of you hold up behind your computer doing business all by yourself, which is kind of what we all do as online business owners, the mastermind group that you're a part of is going to start to hold you accountable to the stuff you said you were going to do, right? So it's kind of like this built-in accountability that can be extremely useful when you struggle with motivation. You know, if you struggle to really see things through, like you set all these goals and you aren't seeing them through, you're not taking action, you're not, you know, delivering on kind of what you thought you were going to deliver on. If you struggle with that, then you really could use the accountability piece of a mastermind group to keep you on track. It also helps if you're somebody who gets like shiny object syndrome a lot and you need to help to like stay focused on the things that you know you need to be doing in order to, you know, grow your business. The accountability of that mastermind group can be really amazing for that. The other thing it does is it provides that like a feeling of community, a sense of community. That's really important also when we are growing online businesses, we're often doing it in isolation. And so having a group that we can go to bounce ideas off of, to get feedback from, to just feel like we are in a community of some kind can be really amazing on so many levels, including just like our well-being and like happiness and mental health, right? Like if you think about probably one of the things that people say to me the most when I say that I work for myself and I work from home is they're like, man, aren't you like lonely? Like, do you talk to anybody all day long? You know, because people are used to working in an office, right? Or like with other people, being surrounded by people, having conversation. And I love working for myself and like working from home. But one of the things that I do is I'm a part of some communities, and it means that I have, you know, friends online that I can reach out to and I've developed relationships with and I can chat to about business. And that has been great on so many levels, and partly just for my own like happiness, right? So that sense of community can be really valuable when it comes to a mastermind. The other thing is the other advantage that you can definitely like see or consider from a mastermind perspective is that the whole collaboration and potential partnerships that can come from a mastermind, the potential for like cross promotion. So when you get into a mastermind, you don't necessarily all need to have the same topic or niche of businesses, right? Like you don't need to, let's say your business is about like health and wellness, you don't need to be in a mastermind with a bunch of people who also talk about health and wellness. They may talk about a whole variety of things. But there's potential there for you to have partnerships together, right? Maybe you do share a target audience and you have complementary products. Well, you could very easily form a potential partnership with one of your mastermind members and promote each other to each other's audiences, right? And this is something that like oftentimes with masterminds, especially like paid masterminds, you're essentially paying to have a seat at that table and to develop that network and those connections. Like that is definitely one of the most valuable pieces that you're going to get out of the mastermind is that connection and that network of people that you are getting introduced to through the mastermind. You may, you know, and it also opens the doors to like cross promotions. So whether they are the right people to say be promoting you and you them, like vice versa. It's kind of like a win-win for each other if you can promote each other to your audiences. But then also they might know people that you would be a great fit for, right? They might be like, oh, my friend so-and-so has a podcast about this and you'd be amazing like guest for them. Let me do an introduction. Or, you know, I know so-and-so who would be like a great, I don't know, joint venture partner for you. Let me do that introduction. Like you kind of are opening up the door to this network and this potential for cross promotion through a mastermind. So, and that really plays into, you know, your decision about joining a mastermind. You should definitely be considering who else is going to be in this mastermind because you want to be joining one that's going to have a really valuable network for you. So the other thing that a mastermind can do is obviously just new learning, right? You are going to be opened up to so many new topics, to so much like advanced coaching and just new ways of thinking about things, about growing your business. And you're going to start to think bigger about your own business, like not only because of if this is a facilitated mastermind, so not only because of like what whoever the coach is that you are like following in the mastermind, but also due to the other your peers in the mastermind, like that collective encouragement and watching their businesses is going to really encourage you to think bigger about your business and set your sights higher. And you're going to see people doing incredible things and think to yourself, well, if they're doing that, then I could be doing that too. And like, how can I implement some of those ideas into my business? How can I take what she's doing and having so much success with and take that same strategy and implement it here for me. So it's really going to help you like expand your horizons of what you dream is possible for you in your business. It really allows you to think in this much bigger way. I know when I joined my first mastermind, I was just shocked at like what everybody was doing and how grand their plans were for them, for their own businesses. And it really gave me that like swift kick in the butt to realize that like I was setting my sights really small. Like I could have this much bigger vision of where I was going. And it really just having that bigger vision, just like making my mind sort of take that next step allowed me to up-level my business in a really huge way. So masterminds can also just like increase your confidence, right? Like your confidence in like the decisions you're making around your business. Like if you're struggling with something and you bring it to your mastermind and they provide a whole bunch of really good advice and you have a lot of clarity going forward with what you need to be doing in order to like grow your business, take that next step, whatever it might be. Like, let's say it's like you've had this thought about launching a new program or you're kind of torn between some different ideas and you bring it to the group and you have a big discussion about it and you're really getting other people's perspectives. You're getting that outsider lens. Like you have people playing devil's advocate. You're getting everything thrown at you. And then you kind of come to a decision based on all of that feedback. Well, you're leaving that feeling like really confident in that decision because you've just had all of these people chime in on it, right? And help you make that decision. So, and get that clarity. So I think having that increased confidence, that then trickles out into everything you do in your business. Like the more confidently you can show up in front of your audience, the more confidently you can present your offer, you can sell your programs. Everything you do, if you do it with more confidence in your business, you are going to see amazing results. So that can be an incredible sort of byproduct of being a part of a mastermind too. And like ultimately, it makes you feel good. Like being in a group of people that support you and encourage you and provide you with that feedback, like it just, you leave feeling so uplifted and motivated. So there are two main kind of types of masterminds that we can be thinking of. There's the peer-to-peer mastermind, and then there's like a guided or facilitated mastermind. So with the peer-to-peer mastermind, the idea is that you are creating a mastermind with your peers in business. Like maybe these are some people you already know, and you're creating a small group mastermind that is free, right? Like you're not paying for it. This is just a peer-to-peer setup, and you might invite, say, 6 or 8 people to be a part of that mastermind, and maybe you're gonna like create a Facebook group so you can connect with each other and have like monthly calls with each other, something like that, where you like have an agenda that you follow every time. That would be a peer-to-peer mastermind. A guided mastermind or a facilitated mastermind, that's where it's like a paid program. And so you're signing up to be a part of a mastermind where there's gonna be like a coach, you're gonna get some level of like coaching calls from them. It's what it looks like is going to differ based on how that coach sets up their mastermind. It could be a 6-month mastermind, a 12-month mastermind. There's going to be some level of like some one-to-one involvement, but always there's going to be like those group calls. There's going to be some kind of like group, space. Like often it's a Facebook group, and there may be other elements included, including like in-person events. The thing that you want to consider when you're joining any mastermind, whatever type it might be, is you want to be in a similar stage of business as your peers in the mastermind. So you don't want to be, let's say you're somebody who's out there making, you know, multiple 6 figures from your business right now. It's not going to be very beneficial for you to be in a mastermind with others who are, say, in the earlier phases of their business where they're really just starting out. They're not yet very profitable and they're just in that early phase. Because you bringing your struggles as a multiple 6-figure entrepreneur to that group of people, like not that they're not going to be like the most, you know, supportive, like encouraging people ever. Of course they could be, but they don't necessarily have the perspective to provide you with really valuable feedback on the struggles you are facing as you are, say, 3 years down the road from where they are in their business. So again, you know, this is where like it's really important that you're just generally in similar stages of business growth so that you can ensure that kind of the level of feedback amongst the group is going to be appropriate for the members inside of the group. And ultimately, the other thing is you want to make sure that whoever you're going to be in a mastermind with, you want to make sure that those people are like accountable, that they're going to show up when they say they're going to show up, and that they actually participate in the call, like, or in the coaching session or in whatever it looks like in the retreat. Like you want people who are going to participate, because a mastermind is only as good as its like collective group, right? If you only have like two people who ever show up and participate, well, that's not going to be great for everybody else in the group. Nobody's going to get very much out of it, right? And if somebody's in there who's like really doesn't want to participate and like provide feedback for others, they just want the feedback for themselves. Well, again, like you don't really want to be in a mastermind with that person either, right? You want people who are going to be providing value as well as receiving value, right? It's a give and take. So if you are wanting to, like, if you want to do the peer-to-peer mastermind thing, then that just usually involves you reaching out to some like business friends that you may already have. You might have met them online. You may be part of a membership with them, for instance. Maybe you've worked with them before, and just kind of starting the conversation with them and inviting, like you can think about who you might want to invite and kind of grow the group to a size that feels good for you. So for instance, I'm a part of a peer-to-peer mastermind that's actually local. So it's here in where I live in Ottawa, and there are six of us, and we are all online business owners. We have different niches, but we're all in relatively similar stages of our business. And so there's like me, there's somebody who's a hand letterer, there's a photographer, there's a business coach, there's a financial expert. There's like a nice wide range of niches and kind of topics that we have built our businesses around, but we all have like incredibly good sort of feedback to give to one another, and we all bring different stuff to the table. So, and we've all been in business for, you know, a handful of years and have like reached a certain level of success. So that peer-to-peer mastermind, we meet once a month in person. We might have some chats in between, but it's really just about those in-person meetings where we get together for about 3 hours, and we like each have a turn to go through some hot seats. One person in the group will do some teaching every month, and it's like this really nice group that we formed. So you might want to think about doing something similar to that if you're interested in starting up a peer-to-peer mastermind. If you want to get into a guided or facilitated mastermind, then there are a couple of things that I want you to consider so that you pick the right one for you. So the first thing is, you know, you want to be learning from people who are a few steps ahead of you in business, and ultimately ask yourself the question of like, do you want to be where they are? Because that's the biggest question. When I look to join a mastermind, a group coaching program, anything like that, I'm looking at who that coach is and where they've gotten to with their business and whether or not I want to emulate that. If I am looking at someone and they are an absolute like workaholic, they're pouring crazy hours into their business. They're traveling all the time for their business. They are really like hustling, and there's nothing against that, but that's not the person that I necessarily want to learn from, because that's not the type of business that I want to be running. I have young kids at home. I want to be setting up a business that looks a little different from that, right? Like I actually can't, or it's not that I can't, I don't want to be traveling all the time for my business. I don't want to be working in the evenings and weekends all the time, so on and so forth. So that's probably not going to be the right coach for me for a mastermind that I might want to join. So you want to ask yourself that same question of like, is that person who's leading the mastermind, do they have what I want, essentially? That's going to let you know whether or not they're going to be a good fit for you. And ultimately, you want to like connect with that person and enjoy their teaching style. Like make sure that you follow them on Instagram or like are on their email list or have maybe purchased other products from them before and kind of know what they're all about and how they deliver their content or how they interact with their students, like how they coach their clients. You know, if you have a sense of that, you're going to know whether or not they're the right fit for you. And that's totally a personal decision, right? We all connect with people for different reasons in different ways. And that's okay, right? Like the coach that I choose might not be the right coach that you would want. And that's totally fine. And that's like a personal thing that you need to take into consideration. Now, the other thing you want to be thinking about is this mastermind an application-only mastermind? So you want to be sure that you are going to be sort of hand-selected into a specific group for the mastermind program. You don't want to be a part of something that is like super random or too big, right? You want to be sure that you are joining something where you're going to be in there with like-minded entrepreneurs who are at a roughly like the same stage as you are in your business so that you aren't light years ahead of where everybody else is or vice versa and then feel overwhelmed, right? By like what everybody else is doing and how you aren't there yet kind of thing. So you want to make sure that it's an application only type of mastermind and that they are going to cap it at a certain number of people. Because if this is a mastermind program and there's like 50 people in there, I'm sorry, like that is so big. You are just probably not going to get as much value out of that as you could if it was a smaller group. So those are some questions you're going to want to be considering. The other thing is to take a look at what's included in the mastermind, like how many calls are included, what's the level of like the, you know, the intimacy of the group. Do you get some one-on-one time from the person who is leading it or facilitating it or coaching the mastermind? Like, do you actually get some one-on-one from them or not? Getting those questions answered is going to be an important element to your decision making as well. And then can you commit to the schedule of events? Like you don't want to join a mastermind that has maybe like a couple of in-person retreats as part of it or you know, these regular calls if you know you can't make it to those. You know, you want to be joining something that's actually going to suit and fit your calendar. So make sure that you can actually attend the calls, the events, whatever it is, however the mastermind is put together, because you are going to get the most out of it if you can be present, right, for everything. And likewise, everybody else is going to get more out of the mastermind if everybody else can be present, right? It's the collective wisdom of the group that's so important. And then obviously price might be a factor too, right? Like is the price in line with what you are ready to invest in your business at this time? And, you know, ultimately with any of these things, they are going to be a bigger price tag. And, you know, some, I know for me, like I have definitely felt that like sense of like, you know, the deep like gulp before you hit the buy button and your stomach is kind of like rolling around in knots, right? But ultimately, when I've made those decisions for myself and my business and taken those risks, they've actually always been the things that have propelled me like way, way forward faster, right? And I actually think that like in retrospect, looking back at the beginning stages of my business, if I had at that time gotten into either a mastermind or even a one-on-one coach, like if I had hired a business coach in the really, really early days of my business, I probably would have skipped over a lot of wasted time. You know, like if I could have gotten that really direct coaching with like a lot of clarity around what I should be doing, I would have saved myself a lot of time and a lot of frustration and like just missteps. I don't see it as, you know, none of those things were like a failure. It was all what led me to here. But just looking back, I wish I had felt more confident in myself to make some investments sooner. Like I've always been that type of person who's just been really nervous to invest in myself and my business. But at the more I have done it, the more reward I have seen. And so I wish I had had that mindset earlier on, basically. So those are the questions that I would want you to consider when thinking about joining any kind of mastermind. I hope that has been kind of helpful in helping you understand what a mastermind is all about and whether or not you might be at the right stage for your business in order, like, and get ready to join a mastermind. If you are, I would love to invite you to submit an application. I am super excited to announce that we are launching our 2020 mastermind. It's called Elevate 2020, and this is going to be a 12-month mastermind program for digital product creators, and I am just so excited about it. It is going to be an incredible 12 months with a very curated, hand-selected group of entrepreneurs. We have put together a page for you to check out that, you know, so you can figure out whether or not you'd be the right fit for the mastermind, and an application form. So you're welcome. We're now accepting applications. So you are welcome to fill one in, and then we can get in touch and kind of learn a little bit more about each other and figure out if this is going to be the right fit going forward. But Elevate 2020, it's going to be an incredible 12-month experience. We will have a private group. We're going to have monthly coaching calls. You're going to get some one-on-one coaching sessions directly from me. We are going to have a 3-day retreat in August, which I'm so excited about. It'll be an incredible 3 days of like learning and networking and so much more. And you also, as a member of the Elevate 2020 Mastermind, get access to the Passive Project membership for the entire year as well. And so you get all of the membership content and those calls and the group and all of it. So if you are interested in learning more, we have included the link in our show notes page so you can head on over and have a look. It's GemmaBonhamCarter.com/Elevate2020. That's it for this week's show of the Passive Project Podcast. Next week, we are diving into a hot topic, Facebook and Instagram ads, with the incredible Zach Spuckler from Heart Soul Hustle, which is a Facebook ads agency. He is dropping so many knowledge bombs all about how to run ads to grow your business. So make sure to tune in next week for that episode. I will see you then.